Morning, folks. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 at WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in. My name is Bruce Dickey. I have a guest across the way this morning. He's my monthly final Tuesday of the month. This has been 5 weeks this time, Keith, though. It's been a long month.
Been a long month.
Glad you're joining.
Had a lot in there.
You had a lot going on, haven't you?
A lot going on.
You had a lot going on this month. But ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the show Keith Cocklazer. There he is.
Look at everybody around here. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Fairfield Police Chief Keith Cocklazer. He's been chief now a year and a half. Are you getting more and more familiar with the job? Are you enjoying it more?
I would say yes, but I think my phone ring more then. we're settled in nicely, and hopefully we're getting out there where people can see us.
Well, Keith is having to. I was going to say there were a few things in the last 5 weeks since you and I have talked, and occasionally I'll see something come up before, say, a city council, and I'll think, you know, that makes no sense. Now Keith can't say that. Keith won't say that. He's just sitting there quietly, aren't you, Keith?
That's correct.
He's sitting there quietly. But I can, having sat with Keith for about an hour a month, I can hear him saying stuff like that. I got to know. When is my mom's got a golf cart. Okay, let me rephrase this. We're talking about hypothetical guy.
Hypothetical guy.
Hypothetical guy. Again.
I thought he moved.
No, he's back in town.
He's back in town.
Hypothetical guy. Hypothetical guy the other day borrowed his mother's golf cart, right? Because he got a late call to go play golf. It happened to be at his mother's at the time to go play golf. And so he had not changed into golfing clothes, so he had to go drive to his house. And instead of taking his car, he borrowed a golf cart to take the four block drive to his house. Could hypothetical guy have been arrested and hypothetically ticketed for some kind of gigantic fee, fine, that kind of stuff?
He could have been.
Really?
Going from mother's house straight to the golf course, he would have been fine because I know where mother lives. Or hypothetical mother lives.
You know where
lives.
Hypothetical mother lives? How is that possible? There's like 10 feet of road.
Right, private property across the road, the hypothetical guy would have been just fine.
Would not have been arrested going from home to golf course.
Correct.
Okay. All right.
Going home to change kind of threw a wrinkle in the.
Last month. Hypothetical guy, when there was that fire down in hypothetical guy had about 45 minutes to an hour before he was supposed to tee off, and there was that fire down in the on the south side of the dam, mm-hmm. You know, south of the Lakeside Park. Mm-hmm. You know, remember the fire back there?
Yes.
Note to self, ladies and gentlemen, if you are listening, don't burn brush right next to your house. Maybe not the best idea.
Not a good idea.
Not the best idea in the world. Hypothetical guy may have gone down there to watch that fire on a golf cart.
Now, people tend to return to the scene of crime. But not in this case.
Not in this case.
Sometimes fires get out of hand. Wind tends to help with that.
Wind will.
Coming off Fire Prevention Week, it's not a good idea.
That's next week, right?
Is it next week?
Yeah, that's coming on next week.
I know we passed one of them. I can't remember what it was.
Hop came in and told me that we had – it was Farm Safety.
That's what
Farm
it was.
Safety Week was last week, and next week's Fire Prevention Week.
That's close. Yeah. I'm not a fireman. I just call the big red truck.
But okay, so are we going to get to go? We're begging the question. We're fighting all around it. We're going all around it. Are we going to get golf carts legal in Fairfield?
There's been a 3-member committee appointed by the mayor.
Yeah.
To discuss the options. I have provided with them with all the laws and some comments.
Recommendations?
Yeah, comments from surrounding communities that have the ordinance, what they see and what they had to do.
What do you see from other communities that have golf carts?
Well, I predict that at first, you know, you have to have designated crossing areas over highways.
Okay.
So you'll have to pick points in Fairfield, have it studied, and be approved by IDOT before you can allow them to cross the highway in town.
Who's got one?
Who's got one?
Yeah, who, not persons. What towns have the...
I talked to Carmi. They have an ordinance. They have 50 to 75 registered operators.
Really?
Albin has 7, I believe.
Are they all zipping back and forth from the golf course, or where are these people going?
They're tooling around town.
Tooling around town, yeah. On golf carts.
Not all golfers. And I believe, don't quote me, I think Albin has more than golf carts. I think they allowed side-by-sides and ATVs.
The mules and that kind of stuff. What is required for the legalization of this? You said there's some lighting and that kind of thing?
Yeah, first of all, the city council has to approve it.
Well, yeah.
There are minimum requirements, and I actually have them here in front of me.
Well, hold on. Before you get to those, I'm still interested in Carmi. Did you talk to West Salem, too?
I did not talk to West Salem.
I'm interested in where they can cross highways in Carmi.
They're designated. Actually, I came through Albion, kind of jumped towns.
Or in Albion, yeah.
There's one crossing just north of the intersection to go to Mount Carmel, be on Route 130.
Okay.
And it's clearly marked like a pedestrian sign, except instead of having the walker, it has a golf cart.
Okay.
And there's also one on Route 15 heading towards the high school if you're coming back to Fairfield.
Okay.
So I saw those two. My prediction is, at first, I think it'd be great. You know, you're going to have to probably go a good distance across the highway, and everybody will enjoy that time. You know, I'm driving my golf cart.
10th Street, maybe.
Enjoying the scenery.
Right.
And then as time wears on.
People get sick of it.
I just want to get where I want to go, and they're going to start cutting where they want to cut.
Well, that's kind of what, whenever I was talking to hypothetical guy, after he drove to his house in the golf court, it was handy because there was actually road construction going on in the road, and he was able to avoid the road construction by riding along the sidewalk. Is that legal?
No.
Now
you gotta stay off sidewalks.
Right. Okay. So, but golf carts are meant to go like on grass and on cart paths
at the golf course, which is private property.
Okay, so sidewalks, however, are not private. Well, they might be private property.
They're on private property, they're actually the easement. The city owns the
easement. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so.
Good try, though.
Hey, man, hypothetical guy is crafty. If nothing else, he's crafty.
We call that experience.
Got that, too. I bet he's got that, too. All right, so, you think, well, you know, crossing the highway, you'd have to go basically down 10th Street anyway, and it's going to be that's probably half a mile from the golf course anyway.
Yeah, that's tough to cross there, too. Even with a car, you know, you get people come out of the stoplights. Yeah.
The golf carts don't go as fast as a car.
Right. Yeah, people think golf carts go fast, but, you know, we've actually had to move golf carts for Relay for Life on special occasions from the golf course to Leo French Park.
Yeah.
They don't go very fast.
Takes a little time, don't
you know,
they?
On the golf course going, well.
I thought the same thing. Well, no, the hypothetical guy told me the same thing.
Well, when you go 50 feet to 50 feet to the next hit, instead of having to drive all the way to the hole, if you hit, you know, a good drive.
Right.
They seem fast.
Yeah.
But they top out pretty quick.
You know when it seems really fast? When you're leaning out of it to pick up your golf ball.
Well, that had to be younger.
Okay.
So I'm not even going to try that.
You don't try that?
I used to do that.
You used to do that, yeah, sure.
I know better now. Experience.
Experience, that's right. The great teacher.
Yes.
Experience, the great teacher. Yeah. Well, okay, so we got a couple minutes. What the city council, first of all, has to approve a reg. And then the golf carts have to have what?
Just minimum standards, of course, brakes and steering. They all have that. Tires, you know, that's a given.
Yeah, that's what we're... That's a requirement.
It is Fairfield, Wayne County, but yes, that's a requirement. Rear view mirrors, reflectors.
Really?
Yep. Headlights, taillights, brake lights, turn signals, and basically the triangle, the slow moving emblem.
Brake lights and turn signals. Mm-hmm. No kidding.
And of course, they make retrofit kits for all that.
Oh yeah.
But. I mean, if they decide to pass this, then we'll just enforce it as we go.
Well, so you've seen, when you were in Carmi, you've driven through Carmi and Albion looking at the different road markings and that kind of stuff. Did you see any golf carts?
I did not. I have not been to Carmi, But when I was, like I said, Albin only has 7 registered users, but I didn't see any.
Carmine with 50 to 75. I wonder if they're all. There's a lot of homes out there by the golf course.
Yeah, and also Carmine would be similar as us. There's no way you can get to Walmart. You know, a lot of people think they can just run to the store, but it's on the highway. It's not accessible, and they have people sneaking the back way trying to get there,
trying to get to Walmart on their golf cart.
Mm-hmm.
Is that so? Is that for storage purposes? So they figure they can strap in their bags? I mean, really?
Well, you got like the communities down in Florida and Texas, they actually have specialized parking for golf carts. When you get down to like the retirement communities,
yeah,
a lot easier to hop a golf cart, go a couple blocks. But how our town's situated, that's not going to be possible.
With the retirement communities, is it easier for the elderly folks to drive a golf cart than it is to drive a car?
I'd say it'd be cheaper.
Well, yeah, because you're sitting there, you're just charging it.
Yeah, you're charging for the most time. Until you have to replace the batteries, and then it becomes a little more expensive.
Those become very expensive when you have to replace a battery. I got to tell you, I can imagine. You've been chief now for 16, 17, 18 months. I imagine that golf cart regulations were probably, when you took the job, the farthest thing that you thought you'd ever be talking about.
That'd be correct.
I've got Keith Conkles, your Fairfield City Police Chief, here on the Bruce Dickey Show, and we'll be back after this. Morning, folks. Welcome back to Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW FM Fairfield, Illinois. Bruce Dickey here. We've got Fairfield City Police Chief Keith Cocklazer sitting across the way. And we're just talking about the issues currently facing the city of Fairfield and the police department out there. You've got a brand new deal this week, don't you? First time ever. Everybody who has ever been participating in the homecoming parade has always started at the high school, always gone from the high school down 2nd Street to Delaware, up Delaware and around Main Street, down 4th Street to Main and back out Main to 4th, right?
That's always been correct.
That's always been the way it's been. These things have never changed. These are inviolate, however folks pronounce that. Set in stone. Apparently, that's not the case this year.
We've changed it this year. Yes.
You know, I got to tell you, Keith, there was so little discussion of this whenever I heard that it had changed. It made me think, oh, surely they didn't change something. Because it's so difficult to get things to change. I mean, you know yourself that you may not want to comment how it was difficult to make changes to the parking situation around the high school, the one-way street system that had been studiously researched and designed, made tons of sense. Occasionally change comes hard. And here comes this parade that basically from a slash of a pen gets changed.
It was more than a slash of a pen. There was some research done on this, too.
Really?
Yep. I'll give you a little history.
Yeah, tell me a little history of the
whole thing. When I got hired.
Hold on. Let me just tell you why I didn't think there was any research or anything done on this, because I hadn't heard about it. I didn't know a thing about it until just by the slash of the pen at that city council meeting, kaboom, it's gone.
Yeah. I did a lot of work with it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, see, now, isn't it good, then, to see some of your work actually mean something?
And I can explain why the change happened.
Tell me all about, start from the top. Explain it to the world.
When I was a young one there in 1999, when I got hired, we replaced, when the parade came, we replaced on the side, on the corner, and said, when the parade comes, step out in traffic, stop traffic, and tell them they can watch traffic or turn around and go the other way.
This is at 2nd and Delaware.
Anywhere.
Oh, okay.
At all intersections. We just stepped out and said, all right, now the road's closed. Sorry, parade's going on.
Yeah.
You got to wait.
All right.
IDOT made changes to our parade routes. We were mandated to have detour routes.
Really?
And so...
Which like, went down probably through the high school or through 7th Street.
No, well, Center Street. Down the homecoming detour route is very complicated.
Had been. Yeah.
It's simple now. We had traffic. We had 80-foot semis traveling through Spring Street, Highland Avenue, Broadway.
That's an exaggeration. They're 53 feet.
Well.
It's not, the not, law.
Well, the trailer's 53, but then you got the full tandem. Is
full
80.
Tandem, all right. You're 80. 80's pretty good. All right. I'll give you 70.
You let me slide on that one?
I'll let you slide on that one. Okay.
Well, this is we're talking over the road, not just the previous business.
Sure. Yeah.
So every year we've had to go down and wrap up cable lines, telephone lines that have been pulled down every year, and we never have officer on the braid route.
Really.
Because we are mandated to be on the detour routes, a uniformed officer, to control those intersections.
You had basically the auxiliary driving the parade, right?
Pretty close.
Yeah.
They were following the parade. We had the lead car and maybe one to two guys on the route total.
Really?
Which opened up the parade for danger.
Okay. Yeah. Which has happened.
It has happened. So let's hope that don't happen.
Yeah.
So in efforts to eliminate the difficulties with that detour route, now, mind you, City of Fairfield has two other parades, the Veterans Parade and the Christmas Parade, who run on one route together.
Okay.
The problem with the homecoming parade was it shut down both highways. That's the main problem.
Right.
You had to shut down Delaware at 7th Street.
Shut down 45 at 1st Street.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, we actually shut up at Center Street.
Yeah, okay.
Center Street was the detour,
okay.
Beginning of the detour. Yeah. But you had four different routes through the city of Fairfield for people to get through town who didn't want to be associated with the parade.
Okay.
Now, unfortunately, the roads still run.
I've talked to friends of mine who accidentally became part of
the parade.
Of parades.
Yeah,
here, but at different towns. Yeah. They drove through a parade in Pena or something like that. They were in the homecoming parade.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool.
Just honking away.
It's just actually, to me, and I must tell you, I have marched in a parade that accidentally. Just trying to walk somewhere, like the fugitive, you know, like the fugitive crossing.
Was there a tuba involved?
Yes, there was. As a matter of fact,
you weren't carrying the tuba.
And
you end up in the parade. Okay, well, we won't go there.
Okay, it's two different things.
Yeah. Hypothetical guy.
Hypothetical guy. Yeah, not me.
It happens.
Yeah. Okay.
So I have been in contact with the school.
Okay.
We've discussed this. To my knowledge, and I'm younger. I graduated in 93.
All right.
There's never been...
Not that much younger. Well, younger than me, but...
Can you recall anything in conjunction with the school during the parade?
No.
I mean, the school dismisses.
School dismisses.
Everybody leaves.
Everybody leaves.
Everybody comes back.
Well, not everybody leaves. Some folks stay there and get
few.
Your floats ready. But, yeah, people leave, go get their floats, and bring them back to the school.
Okay, and then everybody comes back, lines up.
Yeah, band lines up.
Parade
comes. Band sticks around.
Yeah, the parade comes back, everybody leaves.
Right.
There's no open house, there's no banquet,
no.
Until about 3 hours later, then they begin the tailgating.
Football game.
Roughly.
2 hours, yeah, right. 2-3 hours.
Of course, when you were in school, I think you played on Saturday instead of Friday.
My senior year was a Saturday game. Yeah. That's correct.
So my
sophomore year, too, for that matter.
I discussed it with the school and spoke with the officials with the city in efforts to change this to the other two parade routes, which work well for us because we have lost officers. And instead of requiring 10 officers to do the parade route, I only need 6 to do the parade route.
Oh, okay.
And the parade route, the detour only involves eastbound or westbound traffic from Route 15. Nothing else is affected.
Really?
Well, your northbound comes in, but it's the same detour path. So it makes sense, which, you know, is scary. But we can line everybody up. First Street, we will close that street. First Street will be closed, kind of an announcement here, at 1:30 Friday.
First Street closing at 1:30 on Friday, where?
From Court to the grade school.
Okay. All right.
Straight shot.
All right.
And that's where the homecoming parade will line up. And then they will go up court.
What time does grade school close that day?
They're getting out early to allow for parking.
Or what time are they getting out?
I heard one.
All right.
But I don't know if that's confirmed.
But you have a kid there, for crying out loud. You don't know?
She does not go in the afternoon. She goes the afternoon.
I figured you'd have got the memo.
But it is, I got the memo that her class will be canceled because of early dismissal.
I see. All right.
So I don't have to put her on the bus.
Okay. Okay.
So we're covered there.
Okay.
And then we'll do the normal Veterans Christmas route where it goes up court to fourth, down Main to the Chop Shop, Hooper Shell, the old Davis Car Wash.
So I get two looks at them. I'm going to get, being in the pagoda.
You get the swivel chair.
I'm going to need a swivel chair. That's
yes.
Right.
Yes.
Because they'll be making the turn around me there.
Yes.
As opposed to the turn coming from other fourth.
Coming at you. Yes.
Okay. I love it.
Better.
I love it. I'm grasping change. I'm embracing it.
I understand it's tough, but it makes it easier for all traffic. And
all right, what if I'm Joe Bob driving from Albion to Mount Vernon? I've got doctor's appointment.
Mm-hmm.
This is a different hypothetical guy. This is another hypothetical. This is a hypothetical guy, Joe Bob, driving from Albion to Mount Vernon. Got doctor's appointment. I took off from Albion with an hour in advance. I figured I gave myself plenty of time. I didn't know this silly homecoming parade was taking place at 2:30 in Fairfield, and what am I going to do? I can't make my 3:30. How am I going to get to the Papa Z's ice cream on time?
You know, you're going to make like it that. Just in time. You're
really?
Gonna,
okay. What am I doing?
You're going to come into town.
All right.
And at 4th Street, just like the Fall Fun Fest.
Yeah.
We've tried this for 2.5 years. We cut that intersection in half. We make it a 1-lane road.
Okay.
Detour traffic will turn left to go south. On 4th Street.
Okay.
We turn that into a one-way, so there's no oncoming traffic to
really?
Mess with.
All right. So it's one way from Main all
to
the
Delaware.
Way to...
To Delaware.
Oh, okay.
So at one block, there's no traffic on mess with that turn.
Okay.
I will have two officers stationed there to put them in one lane. That way the parade's safe and the detour traffic's safe.
So you're not permitting anybody to turn on from Delaware onto 4th Street?
That's correct.
All right.
And we're going to go down to Center Street, straight down to 7th. And they're at Papa Z's before you know it.
Straight down. Okay, Center Street all the way up to the other 7th.
To 7th, yes.
Are you going to have, are there going to be anyone directing traffic at 1st?
Yes.
See, now that's the handiest thing. That's one of one of the problems that you'd had in the past, and it clearly was because you didn't have enough guys, is whenever traffic got backed up, when folks would try to get around that at Center and 1st Street.
Have you been through it? Before?
Oh, yeah.
That was a 4-man intersection.
Really?
It took 4 officers to run that.
And that's just terrifically difficult, isn't it?
Because we can't let anybody go on Center Street because the parade was coming down 2nd at the time.
Yeah.
And then once the parade clears Delaware, you have all the back traffic trying to get out.
Yeah.
The detour traffic, the traffic coming in, that was a very, very dangerous intersection.
Well, yeah, and you've got people who probably aren't going to the parade, like who have their kids at, say, the Christian church or someplace like that.
And the other dangerous intersection was actually down to the old Brown Chevrolet where the Y happens.
Yeah, yeah.
We had 2 officers there pointing people to go south. On 7th, but they would drive up Delaware because we were pointing this way, and they would just shoot up that leg.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How often did that happen?
A lot.
No kidding. Yeah. I've never heard of that.
I'll equate it to, like, you setting up for a football game. There's a lot of behind-the-scenes that people on the parade route don't see.
Well, now that's true.
You know, there's planning, there's manning. It's not just, hey, the parade's here, like it used to be.
Yeah.
Well,
that's the thing. I mean, I'm going to get to my spot an hour early.
Right.
In the pagoda. I'll get there like 1:30.
Just to set up, probably.
Yeah, just to set up, just to make sure that I'm in the right spot and everything.
But the important thing is when I turn that dial on, you're on the radio.
The important thing is, and if that's not there, I'm not making money for anybody. Yeah. I'm not making it, and then the people aren't selling stuff.
Nah, we're not worried about money. We just want to hear the description of the parade.
Exactly right. That's what I meant. That's what I meant to say.
Like I said, it has, I don't know if cleaned up is the right word. In our opinion, it's made it safer for the officers and the traveling public.
All right, so if I'm coming into Fairfield from Mount Vernon, need to get to Albion. I want to go see Doc Spear. He's going to be my chiropractor. Just go right on, huh?
Straight down Delaware.
I have no problems.
No problems. Are you all right with change?
I am embracing change. Ladies and gentlemen, Keith Cocklasier with the change is good. What is it? What was Bill Clinton? I love change or something like that. Held his thumb up there. You don't remember.
I was in high school. I wasn't paying attention.
You were in college by then. You were somewhere.
I was in high school.
Okay.
Well,
at the end of the election. All right. Okay, so the parade starts at 2:30, right?
2:30.
And it starts at 2:30 from First Street.
First Street.
So then it's gonna come around Court Street to 4th Street up to Main Street.
Correct.
Turn west and head down to 4th?
Yes.
All right.
Northwest 4th.
Northwest 4th.
Yeah. And then it's going to turn
west
right.
4th.
And it's going to turn right north, and they're going to dismantle in the Airtex parking lot.
Oh, okay.
Airtex Plant 1, that great big parking lot back
there. Yeah, back behind there.
We're going to try to rope that off. That way there's enough. They can park in there side by side, and there's several parking lots around that area.
See, now that's new too, isn't it?
Yes.
Have they ever done that for the veterans? Yes. Is that where the veterans
hold? Yeah, we keep everybody moving. Everybody wants to make that turn and stop.
Yeah.
So I'll have guys pushing them on down that parking lot. That way the rest
pushing
of
them up the hill.
Rest well, they don't have,
they've already – you see, that's the thing, Keith. These folks have already walked a mile.
It's a long way.
They don't want to walk up that hill. That's a big hill.
It's not that bad. It's a minor hill.
It's a rise.
Yes.
It's a rise.
But that gets everybody out of the way where the parade can continue, and it won't get backed up on Main.
Okay. Well, that makes a lot of sense.
I hope.
Okay, so now you're not going to have the gigantic bottleneck of traffic after a parade, are you?
We hope not.
You hope not.
We have a little bit of the tail, but we hold the detour routes until the parade has cleared 4th Street.
Oh, really?
So, people come up to Main or 4th and like, well, I want to go there. There's nobody there. Well, you're going to hit the parade, so you still got to go on the detour route.
Well, you see, now that makes sense because even at 3 o'clock when the parade's over, mm-hmm. you've got kids that have been following behind this parade or mm-hmm. that have been following behind them but in their spot. That's when they go trolling. Mm-hmm. That's when it's the candy trolling time yes. begins.
Yeah.
You go out there and get your bag and see if there's anything else out on the street that you'd happen to miss the first time because you didn't want to run out there in front of some silly person bringing the float.
Well, we ask people to stay back so they don't get hit. Things do go wrong.
Yeah.
So we ask them to give plenty of room for the parade.
But we're still letting them throw candy, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's daytime so they can throw candy.
All right. So, oh really?
At nighttime they hand.
Okay, that's at the Christmas parade.
Yeah, so veterans and the homecoming, they're allowed to throw candy.
Oh, there is, I got to tell you, Keith, there's a lot of thought that goes in here that I hadn't really considered, isn't there?
Well, I didn't, it's all happened before me. I'm just trying to make it easier for everybody.
Yeah. Talking with Keith Cocklasier, we're talking all kinds of stuff going on. We'll return, talk a little bit more about what is affecting the city police when we return here on the Bruce Dickey Show after these. Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in today. This is the Bruce Dickey Show. I've got Keith Cocklasier. He's the Fairfield City Police Chief, and we've been talking about, We've been embracing change today, haven't we, Keith?
We've been talking change.
We've been talking change.
Talking change.
Trying to get folks to embrace change.
Okay.
At least so far, a little bit.
Right.
With the parade route.
Yes.
And so some of the other change that has occurred prior to this school year has now been implemented, you're telling me.
Parts of it. The not all signs have been put up. The city council did vote to make certain areas no parking around the high school. And those signs have begun being installed, I guess is the right
So
word.
They've come in and they're...
Yes.
I guess you have to order them from the state, I suppose.
I don't know where they get them from, but they do order them.
Okay.
Some of the poles are already there, so they have posted no parking signs, I believe, on 2nd, 3rd, and maybe 4th Street.
What were the changes again? We probably better reiterate
okay,
those.
Changes. 100 block of West King Street, no parking on the south side. And I would like to thank the residents there. They began parking off-street when it was passed, before it was even posted.
Oh, really?
And they made a huge difference.
No kidding.
It's very easy to get through there, no matter what size of vehicle you're driving. So I would like to thank people for
commend the folks on south on the south side. Well, I guess either side on the 100 block of King, huh?
Yes.
You know, that's the thing when you get buy-in from the community, that makes everything so much easier, doesn't it?
I know. Once again, change. You know, but it was also a safety factor. But they pretty much jumped in when it was passed without the signs being posted and made a huge difference.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Well, that's all you can ask.
Then from the 200 to 300 block, that would be the area right in front of the high school to the north, from the practice field throughout the whole school. That's parking on both sides for visitors.
Okay.
So no problems there.
Where's the handicap? The handicap's still up there
by the gym. Okay. Yeah. Right in that area. I think they have one up a little bit closer towards the district office, too, I think. Not sure.
Wherever they have the curb, I guess.
Yep. Southwest 2nd Street from King to Douglas. No parking on the east side. And that has been posted now.
Okay.
So you can park on the west, but not on the east.
And this is from Douglas to King.
Correct. And also Douglas to King on 3rd. No parking east side. And I believe it has been posted. 4th Street, same way. Southwest 4th from Douglas to King. No parking on the east side. The part that has not been completed yet is King Street to Spring Street going south. On Southwest 4th Street.
Okay.
There are signs on the west side. They have been there before this ordinance was even passed. There's no parking on that side. They had to call in Julie's to put in new signposts on the east side.
Really?
So it could be no parking on both sides there.
I guess I hadn't even thought about the fact that close to the road, I would have thought they wouldn't have needed to even call Julie, but
yeah.
I guess there are, you never know when you're going to run into something.
Anytime anybody puts anything in the ground or dig it up, you need to call Julie.
How deep you think is, when do you need to call Julie if you're going to be planting a tree?
Anytime you're digging.
Oh, now, Keith, come on.
You catch a telephone line, some people tend to get upset. Telephone line, we do have some buried electrical lines now, gas lines, water lines, sewer lines, always play on the safe side and call Julie. It only takes, they can mark it that day, just safe and sorry.
Who does that?
The city departments.
Oh, is that right?
We receive them at the police department, and we have to send them out within 10 minutes, and whether it's emergency or a normal call. We immediately fax them to the other departments.
See, I always thought that was handled by the state, and I always figured it just take days for something to occur.
State takes the call, and they fax them to us. We're the point of contact.
I see.
And we provide to all the city departments.
Well, that's handy.
So, since we're always there, 24/7, it's a good place to be.
Yeah.
So
who figures out what's where?
That's on them.
That's on the...
We forward it to...
So you forward it to the gas department. You forward it to the water department.
Water and electric.
Okay.
And if it gets down to New Wave or Tel Frontier, the state actually sends that.
Oh, okay.
We take care of the city side.
I see.
Southwest 4th is yet to be posted. We will enforce the what is posted. And see, 100 block of West College is the last remaining road. No parking on the south side, and it is not posted at this time either.
Really?
So it's not really enforceable at this time till it's posted. So be looking for those coming in the next couple of weeks.
How has it been? How has most of your no parking stuff been received? You said the King Street folks, the 100 block of King, were pretty good proactive on implementing this stuff. How about some of the other ones?
Well, we just put them in this week, and we had the football game Friday night against Carmine.
Yeah.
And I think there was only two people we had to contact, so everybody did really good. And it made a world of difference traveling around there. I know you may have to walk maybe an extra half block or block, but it clears up that whole area.
Well, that's amazing to me how the difference that it could make. I mean, because it would – when you went to a game beforehand, afterward it was just a zoo.
Right. And you're going to have all the people leaving at once, so you're still going to have the same exit problems.
Yeah.
But those are kind of minor. They clear themselves out pretty quick compared to somebody being parked for 4 hours.
Right.
So, like I said, you're at the game a little early, but it makes a noticeable difference traveling that area.
What's the what else do you need to talk about with the new parking and stuff like that? Anything?
Just the signs are going up. Just be aware for them.
Tell me about the Fun Fest. How'd it go?
Fall Fun Fest went good. I think we had maybe one, two complaints. That's it. I did place extra officers up there on Friday and Saturday nights, so hopefully
had a big crowd from what I
people saw us up and about. Just stop and talk to your officer if they have a problem. Anytime. Flag
us
down.
What were the
complaints? We had one at the dog show and had some kids doing some kid stuff. But all in all,
what was the dog show complaint, if you don't mind me knowing?
He was upset that his dog was
not that lying. One. Yeah, I heard about that one. Yeah.
So
they complained to the police?
Yes.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I'll be doggone.
That's what we're there for, though. So, but we had.
I bet you that was a quick response.
We had the AP officers overnight protecting people's stuff. So I think it went pretty good this year.
Never heard anybody having anything lost or ripped off or stolen or anything like that, huh?
Nope.
Boy, that must just be make you feel good. Know that that the folks are getting helped.
I tell you what, it's a stressful week when you got all them people in three block area.
Yeah.
But like I said,
Marty was telling me that it was on Friday and Saturday nights. It was just super crowded.
Yeah. I went up there a couple nights. But last year I began placing officers there just to be seen.
Uh-huh.
And I had two extra, then two on patrol and the AP. So there's, at any given time, you're looking to five to eight officers walking around the Fall Fun Fest.
Just basically walking around, making sure that the folks are seeing them.
Yep.
And I presume that's got to make a difference to the vendors too, not only just to the people, to the folks walking around and being the spectators and fans of the Fun Fest.
It,
the vendors have to like it too, right?
Yeah, it curbs a lot of, I don't know what the right word would be, deters people.
Horseplay.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, you're still
orneriness.
You're still going to have it. Kids are kids.
What'd they do?
And we understand that.
What'd the kids do?
Oh, we had some smashed pumpkins and all that good stuff.
Oh, yeah. No.
Not even Halloween yet.
Not even. What were the? Oh, wait, it was too early for pumpkins. That's probably the kids were making an arbitrary designing decision, a decorating decision. It's too early for pumpkins.
Too early for that. So, we are getting Halloween season. So,
well, that's the other thing. You're gonna be here before Halloween, but now with school in session, it's you've got little kids out all over the place, don't you?
Yeah, they're everywhere.
Yeah.
So I mean, I just, you know, I'm kind of older now. I don't remember acting that way, but kids are kids.
You're a kid.
I know.
Of course you don't remember acting. Of course you didn't remember acting like a ding dong, because you know you were acting like a ding dong and you just didn't pay attention to it.
I'm sure that's the way it goes with everybody.
Well, I tell you what, Keith, it sounds like they got everything in hand. I presume what's next on the horizon? What's next coming up for the city?
Well, we got the parades.
Again, we're going to try to get the grant whenever they sign the budget.
Well, we got the grant; it just suspended. We're allowed to spend what we have, but I really don't want to start tearing a building apart when they're not going to refund any money.
Ah,
so that's basically been put on the shelf for a while.
The time being. Yeah.
Of course, this parade, and then November 7th, I believe, is the Veterans Parade right around the corner.
Yeah, that's Saturday, isn't it?
Yep. So it's going to be Saturday, I believe, at 3 o'clock. I just got the parade permit for that.
Really?
Yep.
Usually it's two.
Is it two?
Did they change it?
I don't have to look it up.
Well, we're embracing change already. Yeah. I can't see Clifford the Big Dog River, the Big Dog Reaver, though, the Big Red Reaver changing that.
Probably not.
I suspect that'll be two. Now,
but we have been approved. So that's
have you had the Christmas parade yet? The permit for that yet?
Not yet.
All right.
No, we haven't approached that one yet.
Well, the Kiwanis will throw something at you pretty soon, or somebody will.
But between, like I said, I'll be here before then. We'll talk about a little trick or treat safety next visit.
Sounds good. That's Keith Cocklazer, ladies and gentlemen, doing an outstanding job for the community, and we'll be seeing him next month. Stay safe out there, folks. Look out for the signs and enjoy the parade. Talk to y'all real soon.